The second half is underway, and we have a Tri-Valley is going to start with possession. Inbounding at midcourt is Rachel Chiboda. Her first attempt at an inbound pass to Teal O'Connor is knocked out of bounds by Sierra Peterson. 1 second off the clock, but Tri-Valley maintains control. Inbound pass goes to Hannah Keith. She gets it within about 10 feet, shoots, misses, and Wendy Gore is right back on the offensive glass. Her first shot goes up, no good. She gets her own rebound, then falling away from the basket, puts up a wild shot. Ooh, rebound, Sierra O'Connor. She gets it to Jennifer Crosby, who wipes out on the floor, and Courtney Adams picks up the loose ball, then she loses control of it. Ball will go back to Sioux Valley. O'Connor inbounds to Crosby. Crosby hurt her elbow when she hit the floor. Seems to have shaken it off. She pushes it up to the top of the key. Goes wide left down to Teslin Matthews. Peterson's going to try from three. Shot no good. And Nagus, Rosemary Nagus, tracks down the rebound. Crosby goes far court to Jennifer, to Sierra Peterson. Peterson drives to the lane, and she gets slapped on the wrist as she was thinking about going up for the shot. It was not a shooting attempt yet, though, so it's going to be inbound underneath. Sierra O'Connor inbounds to Peterson, her favorite target. Peterson puts up a shot. I think it was not deflected. It was well defended by Courtney Adams. Shot goes up into the back of the backboard, thus out of bounds. And Tri-Valley will inbound. Oh, my goodness. Strange exchange over in the Tri-Valley end. Basically, Teal O'Connor inbounded the ball. What she intended to do was give it to her teammate to inbound it. But Rachel Chiboda took the ball inbound and then walked right out of bounds to restart. Refs won't allow that. Sioux Valley ball. Sierra O'Connor inbounds. Tez Matthews at the elbow extended. Matthews puts up a long shot. O'Connor gets the rebound. Sorry, Peterson gets the rebound and makes a great baseline pass across the key to Jennifer Crosby, who finalizes from 6 feet on the opposite side. And first points of the half are scored. And Sierra Peterson comes up with the steal of an errant pass on the other end. She drives the length of the court. And Wendy Gore just picked up her third foul. And I'd have to say that that is the worst thing that could happen for Tri-Valley. She is the all-around playmaker. And with exhaustion contributing to her problems, she now has three fouls to worry about. And she's scrappy and tenacious, so it's going to be hard for her to avoid fouls, even though she did last night. Peterson comes up short on her free throw attempt. It's 34-23 Tri-Valley. They had a 13-point lead at halftime. We've only seen 2 points here in the first minute of the second half. Here's Peterson with her second free throw attempt. Looks good, but it's short. Rebound in the key. Sierra Peterson hits the floor and ties it up with none other than Wendy Gore. Those two are everywhere, Peterson and Gore. And possession arrow goes to Sioux Valley. So they'll have another shot at attempting to score. Peterson pops out on the right elbow extended. She puts up another short shot. This one's rebound, Wendy Gore. Wendy Gore pushing it up the floor. They're working 3-on-2. She finds Rachel Chiboda on the right side baseline. Her shot no good. Skolten with the rebound puts it up. Shot no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Teslin Matthews. Inbound pass by O'Connor. O'Connor gets it down low to Chiboda. Chiboda tries to get it to Skolten. Ball knocked out of bounds by Crosby. Skolten will take it. Free throw line extended to inbound. She gets it inbounds to Chiboda. Chiboda loses control again. We've got ladies on the floor. Skolten somehow comes up with a loose ball. Gets it to Wendy Gore. Wendy Gore turns to shoot. Cannot score. Battle for the loose ball. Several people have touched it. Nobody can control it until now. Teal O'Connor controls it about 18 feet from the basket. She gets it to Wendy Gore, but she's underneath the basket when she tries to shoot. Peterson comes up with the loose ball for Sioux Valley. She makes an errant pass deflected by Wendy Gore. Finally, the loose ball. Well, not yet. Skolten tries to control it. She does. Makes a nice entry pass to the key to Gore, who makes a good pass out to Teal O'Connor from 6 feet. No good. Gore with another offensive rebound and put back. 36-23 Tri-Valley. 2 minutes gone by, third quarter. Each team puts 2 points on the board. Peterson's going to try another long one shot. No good. Wendy Gore with the rebound. Wendy Gore gets it up to Skolten. Skolten pushes it up the floor. Tez Matthews trying to keep pace with her. Skolten's going to get a shot at a three-point play. Skolten driving to the basket. We've got a foul probably on Teslin Matthews. Teslin Matthews with the foul. Shot counts. Skolten with the bucket. Now a free throw attempt. I think she's somewhere around the 10-point range at this point. Stolten's shot is good. Completes the three-point play, stretches the Tri-Valley lead to 16 points. O'Connor inbounds to Crosby, working on Stolten. Stolten kind of pushing her to the right, now willing to push her left. Trap comes up at midcourt, but Crosby finds Tez Matthews down low. A little bit outside of Matthews' range. She goes from 14, shot no good. Rebound, Teal O'Connor. O'Connor finds Stolten around the midcourt. Pulls up at the free throw line, shoots, no good. O'Connor with the rebound. O'Connor hits Crosby. Crosby pushes it up with the left hand. Comes past the midcourt line into a bit of a trap. Oh, Wendy Gore has got to be careful. She reached in, but she flicked the ball out of bounds. Keep the hands low and you'll get away with it. Ball out of bounds. Sioux Valley maintains possession. Here's O'Connor inbounding to Tez Matthews. Matthews thinks about it from 17, decides not to. They swing it around to the top of the key where Peterson's got it. Peterson goes back to Crosby, very, very close in position to her. Long shot, no good. Stolten with the rebound. Stolten to Adams. Stolten and Adams work together. Ball back to Stolten. She'll put it up. She's fouled by Peterson. She'll go back to the free throw line where she's been effective. Peterson picks up what I think will be her third foul. Yep, that is her third foul. Stolten from the free throw line. Shot is good. Unofficially, I'd say she's got 11 points. 40-23 now, the Tri-Valley lead. Stolten a little off on this second free throw. O'Connor gets the rebound. She's under a lot of pressure. And Hannah Keith ties it up. I think it'll be Tri-Valley ball underneath. And Keith will inbound. Keith gets it to O'Connor. O'Connor, big bomb of a shot. No good. Stolten with the weak side rebound. Stolten puts it up. Not sure. I think Gore got a rebound and was fouled putting it back up by, have to wait for the number. Foul on Sierra O'Connor. That's her second. Wendy Gore at the free throw line. Wendy Gore has temporarily lost her touch. She puts that one up off the glass and misses. Here's her second attempt. Second one's good. 41-23, 18-point Tri-Valley lead. 4:49 remaining in the third. Jennifer Crosby brings it up slowly, working on Stolten. Goes over the top to Sierra O'Connor, out far on the left-hand baseline. Not her range. Jennifer Crosby gets the ball back, tries to force one down to Nikki Bartel, who's recently checked in. Fortunately, O'Connor tracks down the loose ball. Jennifer Crosby drives to the right wing, gets it to Tesla Matthews on the baseline. She dribbles back up to the top of the key. Jennifer Crosby comes to help her out at the right free throw line extended or a little higher. She gets the ball. She works it back to the top of the key. Keith knocks it away, but Crosby able to maintain control. Matthews tries to give her a screen, frees up Crosby temporarily. Ball goes back to Matthews up at the top of the key. They give it to Nikki Bartel. Never shy to shoot. She shoots wide, long, but there's Tez Matthews with the rebound. She puts up a shot, gets another rebound, and Wendy Gore just picked up her fourth foul. Bad news. Or maybe, wait, I might have had the wrong person. I think they might. Okay, good news for Tri-Valley. They call the foul on Kristen Stolten. That's her first foul. Wendy Gore, as I mentioned before, has three, so they certainly don't want the foul called on her. Tez Matthews at the free throw line. First shot, no good. Checking in is Missy Clark for Rosemary Negus. As I mentioned earlier, Nikki Bartel checked in. I missed that. Not sure. Oh, that Sierra Peterson went to the bench. Tez Matthews' second one's a little sloppy, but Sierra O'Connor comes up with the rebound. She's in trouble. She's going to get a three-second violation. Three-second violation on O'Connor. Good pressure after the rebound, but Tri-Valley. Stolten inbounds to Teal O'Connor and gets it back to Stolten. Stolten working against Nikki Bartel. Nikki Bartel reaches in, gets away with it. Stolten drives down to the left-hand side, gets it to Wendy Gore on the baseline. Gore tries to throw it back up to the key. Teal O'Connor can't control it. Ball goes into the backcourt. O'Connor tracks it down, but that's a turnover. Over and back. Amber Schultz checks in for Sioux Valley. She'll inbound, looking to go to Crosby, and Skolten comes up, puts some pressure on. Skolten's going to get the loose ball. Skolten's going to drive to the bucket, and Skolten tries a left-handed layup, no good. Wendy Gore follows with the rebound. Her shot, no good. She gets another rebound, has the ball knocked away by Matthews. O'Connor picks up the loose ball, puts up a shot. I think it was an air ball, went out of bounds off of Adams. Sioux Valley will get possession, 3:30 to go in the third. Amber Schultz will inbound. Schultz gets it to Jennifer Crosby. Crosby will work the ball up the floor slowly. Skolten's already ready up at the top of the key, but it'll give her time to get there. Crosby tries a long pass. Nothing doing there. Amber Schultz was open, but errant pass goes way over her head. Courtney Adams will check out. Checking in, Rachel Chipota. Here comes Kristen Skolten, drives hard to the top of the key. Pulls up, goes down to the left baseline, extended. Gets it to Chipota. Chipota gets it cross court to Wendy Gore. Wendy Gore puts up a shot, but she's pushed as she does. She'll go to the free throw line once again. She spent a lot of time on the free throw line in this tournament. Wendy Gore to shoot. Gore's first free throw is good. Boy, if she could lock down these free throws, she would be a high scorer. She gets to the free throw line constantly. Second free throw is short. Battle for the rebound. Amber Schultz tips it over to Tez Matthews. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Referee with consternation is explaining something to Jimmy Sickler. Might be a jewelry issue. Oh, a fingernail issue. Never know what you're going to get in these games. Yesterday we had a jewelry issue, a hair issue, and now a fingernail issue. And referee deems that all fingernails are normal. So we'll pick it up again. 3 minutes, 9 seconds left in the third quarter. Nikki Bartel, Jennifer Crosby, Amber Schultz, Tez Matthews, and Missy Clark on the floor for Sioux Valley. Jennifer Crosby brings the ball up. Courtney Adams on the bench for Tri-Valley. Wendy Gore, Kristen Skolten, Rachel Chipota, Teal O'Connor, Hannah Keith on the floor. Wendy Gore comes up with a steal. She's going to drive to the other end, but she never quite gets control and drives headlong into the mat at the other end of the floor. Pounds her head. She just lays it out. She lays it out. She gets nicks and bangs constantly. And she's going to come get a breather. I guess she actually got her hip, not her head. That's the good news. So she'll have a spell on the bench. Jennifer Crosby will bring it up the floor. Crosby slowly brings it over the midcourt line. Tries that long cross-court pass to Tez Matthews. Has not been a high percentage pass for them. Either Crosby overthrows it a bit and or the receivers have a tough time bringing him in. Skolten brings it over the midcourt line on the right-hand side. She's under pressure from Bartel, who, picks up a foul. She slides her feet, but she's always a little bit behind, and she has a tendency to drape her arms around the offensive player. So she picks up a reach-in foul. That is the fifth team foul already here in the second half. I have a feeling Tri-Valley is going to spend a lot of this second half on the free throw line. Skolten's going to inbound just inside the half-court line. Jeannie Jurassic's going to check in for Nikki Bartel. Missy Clark comes out as well. Rosemary Negus checks in. Skolten makes a dangerous pass, but it works to Hannah Keith. Keith drives the baseline, misses, gets her own rebound, puts it up, gets fouled as she does. And that's the sixth team foul on Sioux Valley. From here on out, every Sioux Valley foul will lead to Tri-Valley free throw attempts, including this one. This is a shooting foul. And we've got a hair tie coming off. Okay. Keith attempting the free throw. Ooh, she's going to get a friendly roll. Kisses it up off the front of the rim. Here comes the second attempt. Second one's good. We have another official timeout. Okay, They're just checking to see if there's any bleeding. There's a lot of nicks and scrapes between these two teams. Spent a fair amount of time on the floor scrapping it out. So 44-23, Tri-Valley's got a commanding lead with 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Crosby tries that long pass. This one works. Tez Matthews puts it up off the glass. No good. Keith with a commanding rebound. She tries a dangerous lob pass with O'Connor. Breaks up, but Skolten comes up with the loose ball. Skolten drives. She's going to be fouled by Jeannie Jurassic. And we're going to shoot 1-1 from here on out. Skolten's going to go through the free throw line where she's been effective. Jimmy Sickler is going to call timeout, perhaps try to get it through to Sioux Valley that they cannot continue to foul. They're already in tremendous foul trouble, not individually, but as a team. Tri-Valley's going to spend a lot of the next 10 minutes on the free throw line unless Sioux Valley corrects their ways. 44-23, 2:14 left in the quarter. This is the first of six games here today. There'll be a boys game immediately after this one. I think Hoosley is in that game. I'm not sure who they will be playing. Perhaps Cordova JV. Then it'll go girls, boys, girls, boys. Tonight, the final games, the girls play at 3:30, and the guys play at 5. I'm not going to tell you in case you don't know the previous results. If you are listening to this game, perhaps you can check out previous results from the games by listening to the games. Don't want to ruin the suspense, but I'll let you know a little later on who's in the finals. We do know. But anyway, we return to action after a brief timeout. Skolten at the free throw line. I've kind of lost track. She's got somewhere between 11 and 13 points. Perhaps the high scorer. She adds one to that total. Stretches the Tri-Valley lead to 22 points. Here comes the second attempt. And it's good. Good shooter. Sierra O'Connor inbounds. Tri-Valley now doubled the score of Sioux Valley, 46-23. Jennifer Crosby, ooh, she travels, but she gets away with it. She gets it down to Sierra O'Connor at baseline extended. O'Connor tries to get it to Tez Matthews. Matthews manages to control it, gets it to Jeannie Jurassic. Jurassic with a quick release, shot no good. Rosemary Negus battles for a rebound, and we're going to get a foul call on Hannah Keith. Hannah Keith called on a foul. That's just the fourth team foul on Tri-Valley. It'll be Sioux Valley ball underneath. Tri-Valley will employ a 2-3 zone on the inbound underneath. That is four fouls on Hannah Keith. Free throw line, four setup. Pass goes up to Rosemary Negus at the free throw line. She tries a quick shot, no good. Hannah Keith controls the rebound. She pushes it up to Christian Skolten. Rachel Chipota. Chipota gets it back to Keith. Keith's shot, no good. Negus with the rebound for Sioux Valley. She gets it to Jurassic. Jurassic turns and dribbles without looking. Negus with the loose ball on the floor. Now there are four girls on the floor. Negus, Jurassic, Skolten, or Negus, Jurassic, Adams, and Rachel Chipota tied up. Possession arrow favors Sioux Valley. Sioux Valley will inbound. Inbound to Crosby. Crosby's got control. Crosby gets it down low to Tez Matthews, working against a 1-3-1 zone. Rachel Chipota with the rebound off of Matthews' shot. Chipota gets it up to Teal O'Connor. O'Connor brings it into the forecourt. Pulls up at the top of the key. Shoots a long one. Shot no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. That was actually from the elbow. Big high arcing shot. Ball goes out of bounds. Nobody controls the rebound, but the ball goes to Sioux Valley. Jennifer Crosby has the inbound pass. She slowly works it up towards the forecourt. Skolten's there waiting for her. Skolten's going to push her to the left-hand side into a trap with Adams. Adams knocks the ball loose, but Crosby regains control. She gets it to Tez Matthews. Back to Crosby. Crosby way up high. Gets it down low to Teslin Matthews. Back up high to Jeannie Jurassic, who almost always shoots. She puts the ball up. Shot no good. O'Connor tries to maintain the rebound, and the two girls go out of bounds with it seemingly together. Might as well just call it a jump ball situation. Yep, and so I can't remember. I think Tri-Valley's got possession on the arrow. Rachel Chipota will inbound. Chipota to Skolten. Skolten will bring it up the floor. Jeannie Jurassic's waiting at the top of the key. Skolten goes to the left-hand side. She tries to break through the trap, loses control. Rosemary Negus picks up the loose ball. Gets it to Jennifer Crosby. Long pass to Jeannie Jurassic, who always shoots. Skolten blocks that one. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to call a technical foul for just raw enthusiasm, I think. Or deflected. They're saying that the ball was deflected out of bounds. Okay, yeah, the shot was blocked. Sioux Valley maintains control. Nagus gets the inbound pass. She's in trouble. Oh, but she manages to get out of it. Gets it to Tez Matthews. But Sierra O'Connor was in the lane the whole time. That's a three-second violation, if not a five-second violation. Skolten inbounds to Chipota. Skolten will bring it up the floor. Working on Jeannie Jurassic. Gets it cross-dribble. Gets by her. Swings it over to Teal O'Connor from 16. O'Connor no good. Skolten with the rebound. Up off the glass. Sierra O'Connor gets the rebound quickly to the floor under pressure from Hannah Keith. Possession arrow will favor Sioux Valley this time. It'll be Sioux Valley basketball. O'Connor inbounds. O'Connor gets it to Crosby. 12 and a half seconds to play. Crosby gets trapped by Adams. As Adams a little overenthusiastic with that one. She fouls Crosby at the midcourt line. Ill-advised, just a sixth foul. Well, that's actually a lot for the half. From here on out, every foul committed in this game will result in free throws. O'Connor inbounds to Crosby. Crosby tries to go hard to the basket, dribbles it off her foot. Keith comes up with the loose ball, gets it to Skolten. Skolten's got 2 seconds to shoot. She pulls up at the three-point line, puts it up under heavy pressure from Jeannie Jurassic. Shot no good. That's the end of the third quarter. And that quarter was pretty much dominated by Tri-Valley. They stretched their lead to 46-23. I think Sioux Valley only scored 4 points in that quarter. Anyway, we've got one quarter to go, and this is the first of 6 games from the Tri-Valley Gym today.